a pilot program that gives veterans training and executive management opportunities with contractors all across the country is underway. Kelly O'Connor is the president of IFEA Cares, and she's here to talk about what that program is doing. Kelly, it's great to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Tell me exactly what your organization is, IFEA Cares, and how you're working on this veteran fellowship pilot program.
Sure. IFEA Cares is a nonprofit 501c3. We're located right here in Washington, D.C. We've been in operation for about a year and a half now, and in that relatively short period of time, we've been able to work on some really interesting programs that support veterans and military families. And so right now, we are in progress with implementing a one-year pilot program called the Veteran Fellowship Program. And what this is provides former enlisted veterans, so it's not open to officers, it's targeted to enlisted, but it provides them with some executive management career opportunities at some of the top companies in the country. So it's very similar if you think about an executive MBA program where companies hire people as full-time employees and then they provide them some either schedule flexibility or supplemental funding to go to school part-time.
Mm-hmm. Why did you choose? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Why did you choose that model? That's an interesting way to approach it.
I guess it was based on my personal experience. So I was a former New York City high school teacher and ended up going to business school and then was lucky enough to work at Deloitte for many years. And so it was based on my personal experience and thinking, hey, this kind of model where you work at a great company but go to school part-time could really work for veterans.
Why are you going after enlisted personnel rather than officers?
Well, I think former enlisted veterans are really an untapped or underutilized talent pool for the private sector. So based on my personal experience working at large defense contractors and consulting firms, there are a lot of opportunities for officers, especially senior officers, and even more so now we're seeing more aggressive recruiting for junior officers. But companies really aren't going after enlisted for executive management positions. And I think given the skill sets that they're looking for in terms of leadership and subject matter expertise or technical expertise, there's a pool of talent there that the private sector could tap into pretty cost effectively. And that's what IFEA Cares is trying to do with this program.
What do you find when these people get into these organizations where you're helping to get them connected? What kind of feedback are you getting from the companies about the people that they're getting?
Well, that's a big goal of the pilot. So we just started the pilot this year in August. So we've got some great partners working with us. We've got Booz Allen Hamilton. We've got Orion International and Career Builder. We're actually looking for 2 to 3 more large defense contractors or tech firms. So right now we finalized our job descriptions with Booz Allen, and we've just kind of set our recruiters out looking for candidates that fit those descriptions. And then what we'll do, IFEA Cares will provide some pre-screening and supplemental support in the hiring process. So the goal is to have our first batch of fellows hired by January or February 2012. But then we'll work closely with companies to monitor how they're doing throughout the year and tweak the program.
The flexibility, I imagine, is something that you have, too, that is a benefit to this, too, to be able to revisit it and work on it from time to time.
Well, exactly. We're kind of making it up as we go, Francis, right? So we have a great idea, but we need some help from, senior smart people at Booz Allen and Career Builder and other companies to help us create a repeatable, scalable model that we can hopefully roll out nationwide to any Fortune 500 company in the country at the end of next year. So that's really the bigger picture goal of this.
All right. If somebody wants to connect with you, if they're one of those defense contractors that you're talking about, mm-hmm. that you're still looking for, how do they find you?
They should go to our website. It's IFEAcares.org, and it's difficult to say and spell, so I'll spell it for you. It's E, F as in Frank, IIA, cares.org, and my email is actually up there, and some information about the program's up there as well.
We're going to make it a lot simpler. We're going to link up to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, so you can go there, and you just have to click the link, and we'll take you right there.
Fantastic.
Thanks for being on to talk about it this afternoon, Kelly. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Kelly O'Connor is the president of IFEA Cares, and as I mentioned, that link's available now on the in-depth page at federalnewsradio.com. Coming up, you get your DOD report every weekday afternoon at 40 minutes after the hour, by the way, on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.